Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Acts chapter 17 today, verses 29 through 31. Acts 17, verses 29 through 31. Paul continues his sermon at the Areopagus and he says, Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Let me read this to you again. We're going to get our challenge from these verses today. Paul says, being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. First off, Paul says, look, if we're all made in the image of God, why do we think that these idols that we've created are what God looks like, or these gods, small g, that we've created, are what God, who God is? He says, look, we're made in his image. He doesn't look like these images that you've made of silver or gold or stone that you all worship in these temples. And not only that, he said this ignorance about that. I mean, Romans 1 says that, you know, even though he's revealed himself, the creation wants to worship the creature instead of the creator. But he says in the past, he's overlooked his ignorance. But now he's made it very clear by sending his son, by having him die on the cross, by having him rise from the dead, that he is the one that he's going to judge the world through him. See, a lot of people think that when they die, they're going to stand before God the Father and he's going to judge their good or their bad. Listen to John chapter 5, verse 22. Jesus says, the Father judges no one, but he has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Listen to what he says. He says, the Father doesn't judge anyone. He's handed all judgment over to the Son. Actually, Paul says in Romans chapter 8, who's the one that condemns? It's Jesus. Folks, when you stand before God, you're going to be standing before Jesus, the one who came, took on human form, lived in your place, and died for you, rose from the dead. And he now is the one who determines whether or not you get into heaven, and it's not about how good you've been. Because many will say, didn't I do this, and didn't I do that, and didn't I cast out demons, and didn't I prophesy in your name? And he'll say, I never knew you. How we're saved is through faith alone in what Jesus has done. Now, it's interesting. He said in the past, he's overlooked his ignorance, but now he's commanding everyone everywhere to repent. Don't think that for a second that silence is approval. Listen to what God says to the nation of Israel in Psalm chapter 50, verses 16 through 23. He says to the wicked, he says, what right have you to recite my statutes or take my covenant on your lips? For you hate discipline and you cast my words behind you. If you see a thief, you're pleased with him and you keep company with adulterers. You give your mouth free rein for evil and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother and you slander your own mother's son. These things you have done and I have been silent. But you thought that I was one like yourself. You thought I was okay with it. But now I rebuke you and lay the charge before you. Mark this then, you who forget God, lest I tear you apart and there be none to deliver. The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. To the one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God. Paul says, look, in the past he's overlooked his ignorance, but now he's commanded everyone, everywhere to repent because he's set a day of judgment and he's going to do it through this one individual, Jesus, and he's proven who it is by raising him from the dead. Folks, time is coming to a close. Jesus was brought to this earth and he did what he did through his sinless life and his death on our behalf and his resurrection 2,000 years ago. We've been 2,000 years on the earth since Jesus' death and resurrection. And now, the day of judgment is coming. The Bible says that there comes a point where he comes back to this earth to judge, and he will be the one who determines whether you get to heaven or hell, and you have to have faith in Jesus Christ or else you're not in. Look, he might have been silent. That doesn't mean he's okay with it. The scripture all along has been saying, faith alone in God's provision for your sin is the only way you'll be saved. And I hope that you will respond today to what Paul is saying and what God is saying through the words of the scriptures today. He's commanded everyone everywhere to repent. You need to do that. I thank God that I did back in 1973, and He sealed me as His. Joined that group of people who are at peace with God. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.